Jeff Shaw owns a company in which he has to answer two questions quite often. What is it, and how do you spell it? Despite that hurdle, they've been in business for well over a century. The story of the unique company is this edition on the American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop, a nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Jeff Shaw is president and owner of the Kokomo Opalescent Glass Company. He says the first thing he has to do for newcomers is explain exactly what opalescent is.
Opalescent glass reminds you of an opal. So like when you look at an opal and you rotate it in the light and you see how the different colors change and you can see different layers and so forth in the gem itself, opalescent glass kind of does the same thing.
Jeff's company dates to the early days of the city.
We began manufacturing opalescent glass in November of 1888. Our company founder, he was a glass chemist for a stained glass company in Brooklyn, New York. And at that time, good stained glass was just clear, transparent, colored glass.
But in the mid-1800s, a name you may recognize changed the glass-making business and provided the inspiration for this company.
A fellow by the name of Louis Comfort Tiffany, famous guy in the glass world. He invented opalescent glass. He wanted glass that was three-dimensional, that had color mixes, that had textures. He wanted to have glass that had character to it.
Tiffany was making his own glass, but demand for the product soon had him looking for others to produce the opalescent glass.
He needed other people to make it for him just because of the requirements that he had. Most of the manufacturers didn't really want to deal with it because it was low volume to them. It was something unusual, interrupted their production process, and he was pretty particular about what he got.
And that's where this city in central Indiana entered the picture. While they did not yet have a glass company to produce Tiffany's product, they had plenty of something else that would prove valuable in the process. The story of what resulted is next time. As we travel the countryside in Kokomo, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCray.